This episode is brought to you by Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cadcast and get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
Number 631. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who often forgets what day it is, Wombat.
Oh, I thought it was... Wait, what day is today?
Bum, 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 bum.
I thought it was Wednesday most of the day yesterday, and today is Wednesday, right?
Today is Wednesday?
Okay. That's sad.
Does it matter?
No, that's the other thing. It really doesn't. You know, it's funny also, for us, this week was supposed to be spring break for the kids at school, and the my daughter's getting this like the same amount of work, a lot of work, like a lot of some of the parents are even starting to complain that the kids are getting too much work. I have no problem with it. It keeps them busy.
Not here.
And my son is getting got like no work this week. I think the teachers hadn't planned anything for this week because it was supposed to be a week off, and so they're just faking it.
Right, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, so he has like nothing to do all day. He wakes up, he has like one assignment. It's something dumb like make a mini golf course hole in your house using things you have in your house.
Like and a golf ball and yeah, a cup.
And yeah, exactly, and that takes like 15 minutes. And then what? Then what do you do for the rest of the day?
Build a golf resort.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of things you find in your house.
So, meanwhile, Sabrina's like, learn about the Roman Empire. Write a 15-page report. It's due tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. Ty doesn't have that. He's done. He's done with all of his homework by lunch. No problem.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the report stuff she has to do, she'd probably be done in like an hour and a half. But it's like, and then it's like, and write 3 pages on your research topic. And then, and her research topic, I think, is animal shelters is her research topic. Well, yeah. So she's writing like a 20-page report on that.
Is she using Google Classrooms?
Everyone uses Google Classrooms.
Is that wrong that Google is reading all of our kids' homework?
I think I don't care.
I feel like that's going to be a problem at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but what are they going to do with that?
I don't know. How's Shipwreck doing?
I'm doing fine.
How's you got toilet paper and beer?
I've got plenty of both. I had a
more toilet paper game?
A fresh shipment of both.
Well, you need the beer.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a grocery delivery that was I don't know. Like it was some orange juice and I think some fruit snacks and then 4 cases of beer.
Nice. Yeah. I went to the supermarket today for the first time in 2 weeks, which is a long time. We were basically out of food, like just out of food. There was nothing in the house. It was starting to get a little scary to like, with you'd open the fridge and my daughter would be like, where is everything?
Right.
And so we
went today. Where are my noodles? Where are my buttered noodles?
Yeah. And it's all she eats. And we went to the supermarket. I spent more today at the supermarket in one trip than I've ever spent in my entire life.
How much?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, if you can't just say that and then not tell us.
I know, and I'll tell you, and you're going to say that it's not that much, but
no,
for me,
we
it's
don't
a
buy
lot.
A lot. We don't buy a lot.
$265.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I was expecting a much bigger number.
Oh no, as I'm saying, it's not like an oh my god number, but
I buy
never
a few
spent...
boxes of nuts, and I'm like right there.
Well, usually when I go shopping, I have two things in mind. One, I'm usually only shopping for 1 week, not two. So it's going to be
course,
minimally
you know,
half makes, that.
It's, you're doing. It sounds like you're doing it right. Is what I'm saying.
And usually things are on sale, but ever since this has happened, whatever
right, everything
this
costs
is,
more.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of stuff.
The things aren't on sale anymore, and things are expensive that usually aren't, and it bothers me a little bit. But also, I bought the wrong maple syrup, and it cost me $18.
Sounds like you bought the right maple
syrup. Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. So I went to the maple syrup aisle because we needed syrup for pancakes and waffles. It's very popular with really everyone in the house. I can't just say kids.
With humans in general.
Yeah, yes. With humans in general. So I go to the aisle. Usually we just buy, you know, your standard Mrs. Butterworth's $2 a bottle, call it a day. Yeah,
the corn syrup.
The corn bottle of corn syrup. Right. And it was all gone. Literally all gone. Nothing left. So your options were either the small bottle of 100% maple syrup that's like imported with like a weird name that you've never heard, like, you know, Uncle Racist Farms or whatever you want to call it, you know, right on the label. And I'm like, but that's small. They also had the large jug of 100% pure maple syrup. You know, it looks like an old timey jug, but it's plastic. But it was supermarket brand, even though it's still 100% pure maple syrup. And it was on a spot in the shelf where it said it was only going to be $7. And I'm like, you know what? It's more than I'm going to spend, but it's a giant jug and it's real maple syrup, so I'll spend for that. It turns out it was the larger jug in the wrong spot and it was $20.
And you bought it anyway?
I was on the line. Rung up everything else. There were people behind me. To get the people to come over to void it takes like...
I hear you. So have you tried it?
No, it's still sealed. It's in the kitchen.
It's going to stay sealed forever. What are you talking about?
Until Sabrina gets married, you should save it for that.
Exactly. We'll open it up. Their fancy 100% pure maple syrup. Nice. So that's the deal with them. That's the exciting maple syrup story.
Right.
But and they had no chicken nuggets, which is also the big thing. We can't find those anywhere. Frozen chicken nuggets.
Wow.
It's a big problem.
They just had chicken.
We bought a whole chicken. I bought a whole raw chicken.
If only there was some way.
You would think, trust me, my son would eat them. If my daughter would eat chicken nuggets that I made from scratch, I would happily make them. Happily. I've tried it. Trust me. That's not from lack of trying.
But I don't know. I don't want to discuss it. We've had this argument before. Discussion.
What? Let her starve?
Yeah.
I tried that.
She likes it?
Yeah. She just won't eat.
But eventually she's eating.
No,
something.
You know what she does? You know what she'll do if you did that?
She'll eat something.
No, she'll wait for us to go to sleep.
Right.
Then go into the kitchen on her own.
Right.
And eat an entire box of Cheerios.
But so no more Cheerios.
Okay. And then what? What am I going to do? She knows how to cook.
Oh, look, I got my own problems. I don't want to solve your problems.
She can make her own pasta. It's not like she's that stupid.
You can bind her hands, and then really her options are limited, and she's going to have to come to you.
Lock her to the radiator. That's what I would do. Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. It's all ridiculous. But that's it. We're quarantine living. That's how we're doing.
Right.
Ah, groceries. Although we bought, never mind. It doesn't matter. We got enough stuff. That's all that matters.
I found a box of 25 face masks in my medicine cabinet that I have no recollection of how they got there. No one knows how they got there.
Nice. They were
like Walgreens.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Osaka grandma bought them.
No, they have, say, Walgreens on them.
I know. I'm saying she bought them when you were there.
But we don't have Walgreens. I don't even know where there's a Walgreens.
Well, do you have a Dwayne Reed?
She's not buying masks.
You have Dwayne Reed, right?
It's same, but she's not buying. But she's not buying those.
How do you know? Doesn't she not wear a mask when she's ever in Manhattan?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Because she's Asian, and all Asians wear masks.
Yes.
No.
It's not Yeah, only like Storm Asians. Shadow and Snake Eyes.
Is that why? Is that what they're wearing?
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson.
Snake Eyes is an Asian.
He is now.
He is. He's also a woman now.
Is he? I can't. Isn't he blonde? He's blonde, right? In the comics?
But he's dead. He's dead in the comics.
Well, Snake Eyes is never.
He really sacrificed himself when he had to dive on a grenade because there was a giant eyeball monster that was living in the sub pit below the pit.
Listen, Chip, I'm only going to say this once. Drugs are bad. Snake Eyes isn't dead forever.
So
just
now
like when they kill Wolverine and Bruce Wayne. It never lasts.
Pretty sure he's dead.
He's coming back.
I'm a little bit behind the comics, but I know there's a female Snake Eyes now.
I'm sure. He'll come back, and he'll be Snake Eyes again. And then the new female Snake Eyes will change her name to something else. Like, you know, I don't know. Snake Feet. Cobra Face. And everyone will be fine.
Pretty sure he's dead.
No, he's coming back. Mark my words.
Well, he's going to have a new movie this year.
See? What's his real name?
Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
Johnny?
Sounds reasonable.
I don't remember what Snake Eyes' real name is, actually.
You're useless.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's not. I know it's not memorable like Hector, but not every name can't be.
Right. I don't know.
Got to be a little impressed with that deep cut.
I mean, everybody knows Shipwreck's name.
I don't
think that's true. I mean, when Wombat said Hector, it rang a bell, but I don't think I'm just pulling that out of thin air, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
And I did.
It's like, I don't know his last name.
Delgado. His middle initial's X.
Xavier? Who knows?
And Duke's real name is John Wayne. That's not true.
Duke's name is Conrad.
Mm.
Who's the guy in the G.I. Joe movie that was also in the stripper movie, the male stripper movie?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, he was on Howard Stern talking about how like they made him be in that movie, that he didn't want to be in it because the script
was... The second one?
The first one.
Was he first... He was the main character in the first one.
He was Duke in the first one, right?
Yeah, he was Duke in the first 5 minutes of the second one, too.
Oh, he said that, you know... They asked him to be in G.I. Joe, and he knew G.I. Joe, and he liked G.I. Joe, and then he read the script, and he's like, I think I want to be, which is the guy, the ninja, who you don't see his face?
Snake Eyes.
That's Snake Eyes, right? And he's like, I think I want to be Snake Eyes. And like, no, you're Duke. And he's like, read the script, and he's like, it's so bad, like, I don't want to be in it, but he had to, because he had a deal where he had to make, like, two movies with that studio, and he couldn't get out of it. So he just hated it. And he
should have tried to rewrite the script.
I don't think he had any juice, and he just couldn't really.
That movie's not that bad.
It's really bad. How dare
not that
you?
Bad.
The first G.I. Joe movie is really bad.
Mm, it's fine.
Everything about it, the whole Cobra Commander thing.
They wouldn't show it constantly on cable TV. If it wasn't fantastic.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, I think it works by how much will it cost us to run this movie forever? Right. 80 right. cents?
Right.
Do you take a check?
Right.
That's how it works.
New G.I. Joe movie this year.
Nothing's coming out this year. Last week's box office was $3,000.
Right, nothing. Did you, anybody rent any $20? Well, I'll save this for Watch This Bitches. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
I didn't, you Abuja.
Yeah, let's do show feedback, I think.
Sure. Cthulhu has to say, a few weeks ago, we had a heartwarming review by one of Wombat's children's. This week, we have grown men cry laughing over their uncircumcised drippings. This is why I still listen to the CanCast.
Those were funny ads.
Those were funny ads. We got a lot of compliments from people who were laughing very hard in public.
Do you remember the third ad that we did? The mini
Which
ad?
Which one?
So you had the
smegma cups,
and you had Passover.
Yes.
Do you remember what the third one was?
Was it both?
No.
Oh, what was
a separate
it?
One? Shipwreck. Do you remember?
I don't.
I do not remember.
Hands. Remember hands?
No.
Do you remember?
I remember hands. Yes.
for cleaning up spills, right?
Yeah. Did they sign up for some more ads?
No, but for
why
whatever.
Are we mentioning hands again? We're just giving them free press.
Well, you know, these companies are having hard times. They're asking for bonus ads.
Have a spill, just use hands.
So I've been very clumsy for whatever reason. I'm just spilling shit left and right. Like, it's ridiculous at this point. Like, I made a protein shake, and before I even put it in the blender, I filled the whole thing up. Everything was in there. knocked the entire thing over the counter, all over my pants, my Mack Weldon pants, everywhere. And then some other, everything just spilling up. And I'm trying to clean this up and it's not getting clean. And I said, wait a minute. And I remembered hands are great for cleaning. And I just used my bare hands and it was great.
For cleaning?
Yeah, it totally worked. I mean, I had to use some paper towels after for, you know, to dry it off, but really just the bare hands were great.
Now we know. Yeah. Hands. They're great.
Especially in these times where paper towels are at a premium.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had to order some paper towels off of Amazon, and I don't think I got the best deal. I didn't quite do the math on it, but it didn't seem like I was getting the best deal.
There's no such thing as best deals anymore. We're all screwed.
Right. It was like either getting paper towels or not getting paper towels.
Yep. I understand.
More show feedback.
Ashes of Wake has to say, what game is Wombat talking about at around the 38-40 minute mark? He never mentioned it. I listened to it twice. It's Warhammer something themed, and it's Diablo-like. So I did. I listened back. Never said the name of the game, because clearly I've lost my mind.
I take responsibility. It's my job usually to make sure that you say the name more than once, because people complain about it.
I get caught up in myself, and I forget. I'm not perfect. Because
even just saying it like a couple times is not enough, because, you know, the sound goes in and out, people in the car or whatever, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're not really listening. Mm-hmm. So you have to almost say the game an unnatural amount of times.
And it was... Yep.
That. So let's move on.
Exactly.
Next question.
It was Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor. Unfortunately, it's not on sale right now, but I'm sure it'll go on sale again. And when it does, I highly recommend it.
It's also possible that we had some sort of like audio blip, because I know that Shanafan pointed out that we had some weirdness happen at one point in the episode. So maybe there was 2 points.
There you go, 2 points. The real Dark Paul has to say, did Chip have a tornado that night you recorded the last CatCast? We heard the warning.
We did.
You did?
I didn't make it to the end of the episode, remember? Because my power went out.
That's right. It was a twister.
No, you made it to the end of the episode, but you didn't make it to the uploading the show. We didn't know.
No. I was not here for the sign-off.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even know realize. That. I hadn't.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was.
Usually don't say anything in the last 5 minutes or so.
Correct.
You're it was in that off portion. The beer.
Yeah, it was in that portion of the show, and you guys were getting ready to wrap up, and my power just went out. So, could you hear the tornado sirens on the show?
No, we heard the warning on your phone.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
You mentioned it.
Yeah. You even brought it up. Yep. Ooh, tornado warning. That looked bad. Boom, and then you made a joke about it. And then the next thing we know, you were dead.
Right. Yeah. So we're all fine.
Right. Good.
Yes.
We had a storm. It was the same storm, right? Or no? We had a storm like...
We had the same storm.
No, but we had a storm like 2 days ago or 3 days ago. It was pretty windy.
It was a couple of days later. Yeah.
Oh, a couple of days later. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
I never really think about it. But
storm goes from his house and it keeps moving across the country.
Moving? Why moving?
Because it moves slowly.
I thought there was a cow joke coming.
And it has cows in it. Oh. You didn't let me finish my sentence. Anyway, go on.
No, I was just saying it knocked down a tree on my neighbor's front yard and went down into the middle of the street, knocking, you know, the street was closed for 2 or 3 days, and there's the three houses there had no power for, I'm assuming they got it back now, but at least 2 days they had no power. And one of the houses, the cables came down. I don't know. It could have been just like, you know, like cable TV. Probably not live electrical cables, but they were all over the guy's cars. He had 2 cars in the driveway, and the cables were just draped all over the cars. So like that guy wasn't going anywhere. Plus the street in front of his house was closed. It was pretty bad. I feel bad. It's like you don't want to lose power in during this shit. When you can't go anywhere or do anything. That's all we got. You know what I'm saying, Wombat?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to say you have it really lucky. You're very lucky.
I don't know about that.
But. You could be staring in a, you could be sitting in a dark room staring at a wall.
I mean, yeah, I just don't have trees.
That's good. That'll help you in situations like this. This guy had to hire a whole like tree cleanup crew.
I had to mow my own lawn this week.
Well, that's not so, such a big deal.
No, it really isn't. But so what? Right. I can make it sound like it is.
Right.
You wouldn't believe what I had to do.
The front of my house is rotting, so I have to decide if I'm going to spend too much money to replace the wood with fake wood.
Sounds like it would ruin the house.
No, not that part. Not the brown part. The gray part around the windows. Yeah.
It's good luck.
Yeah. Don't get a house.
Yeah, I tell that to everybody. Right. Two things to never get, a house or a dog.
All right, let's move on.
Children also is like if you said, is there a third thing?
You seem to not take your own advice very well.
No, I'm very bad at it.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to know what to do, and it's another thing to actually
to do it. Sure. Exactly, yeah.
Like, I feel like I know what to do when it comes to table tennis, but being able to do it isn't a whole other thing.
Exactly.
Speaking of table tennis, it's time for CBD's Wide World of Sports-like stuff. Did you hear about the NASCAR?
No, you got to say it like Howard Cosell.
Oh, you do it.
Have you heard about the NASCAR driver fired for saying racial slurs?
No, tell me about it, Mr. Cosell.
What's his name? I don't even know. Yeah,
Kyle.
It's all the same names. Just name one of them.
Kyle.
Race car driver NASCAR Kyle was in the middle of a game. I can't do it for that long.
It's too much work, right?
It is too much work. It was good at top.
It was good. Why don't you just say it in regular voice?
So Kyle from NASCAR. Kyle Larson from NASCAR was doing, I guess, a live stream of him playing a video game for some company that does this in lieu of actual NASCAR. And when he thought no one could hear him, he dropped an N-bomb, a hard R N-bomb.
You watched the clip?
I did.
It's so dumb, too, because, I mean, it's dumb for obviously the obvious reason, but he's basically doing a mic check with the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can you hear me? But, you know, most people say like 1, 2, 3 or check, check.
I mean, I could maybe see someone dropping like buttholes. Buttholes? Mm-hmm.
Sure, butthole. Everybody enjoys buttholes.
Everyone, because that's funny. Yeah, exactly. That's
everybody can get behind buttholes.
Hey.
And you know what makes it extra bad, I feel? I don't know if you feel the same way.
Let me know what makes it extra bad.
Extra bad. No, extra bad. Why I'm extra disappointed. Because you're going to think, oh, NASCAR driver says the N-word. You know, the only thing, you know, we see the video game connection, but really, what's the big deal? It's obvious. It seems too obvious. But this guy, his mom is Japanese, and his grandparents were interred in Japanese-American camps, prison camps. And
Kyle,
his grandparents. And you think you would hear about that story and say, like, holy shit, like, that could potentially happen to me. Like, I'm not that far removed from that. I should be, like, sensitive or aware or something. I don't know. Obviously, it's terrible on its own. But when I learned that part, I was like, oh, George Takei would be so disappointed. It makes it extra bad. That's all.
Okay.
So now you can be extra disappointed at Kyle. And he got fired from... I don't really know how NASCAR works. He didn't get fired by NASCAR. He got fired by, you get fired by your sponsors, I guess.
But it's usually a racing team.
Yeah. But if you don't have sponsors, you're in trouble.
It's very expensive, so they're paying for everything. It's not like a table tennis sponsor. You just need sneakers and some rubber. They need rubber in racing too, though. So
they do.
It's more pricey probably.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A little bit. If you ain't rubber, you ain't racing.
Is that the line? So yeah, that's pretty shitty. We got some show feedback in the wide world of sports like stuff. At Guaki wants to know how Wombat's workout routine is going.
Well, the world's ending, so who cares? Next question.
But you're going to need to be in shape when you're fighting for food and stuff.
Eh. I'll just be eating.
You be the food.
Yeah.
You can be the food.
I will be the food.
What about doing...
I go for walks like 3 times a day.
What about 10 push-ups a day?
I could probably do 10 push-ups a day too. It's not a lack of want. It's just, you know.
I feel like you need a project, like a goal. One stupid goal. Like what? I feel like the goal should be, like, for example, mm-hmm. I couldn't do 10 push-ups when this first started. Like, maybe 10. But when I got to the end, I was like, you know, really in pain and making a lot of noise. Now I can get to 20 and I'm making a lot of noise and in pain, but I can get to 20. And that was all just over the course of, you know, this quarantine situation. So what I'm saying is you can make like a little goal like that for yourself and, you know, whatever you want. And hey, and you got something to do at least. And to do 10 push-ups in a day, you don't have to do them all at once. You know, you do them, you know, 5 in the morning, 5 in the evening. Sounds good. Right, Chip? Are you on board or no?
I'll do push-ups. Sure.
Want to do some push-ups? You want to do them right now? Well, man, do some push-ups right now. Put the microphone on the floor.
I'm not putting the mic. First of all, Mike won't go on the floor. Second
Who's
of all,
Mike?
And sure, I'll do 10 push-ups a day.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm trying to do like 20 a day.
And I will continue to keep walking the dog too often.
But you have to do them. Do them when you're walking the dog. Just do them outside, right on the sidewalk.
Dog will poop on me.
I see some good stuff coming there. Content, Wombat. Content. The people need content now more than ever.
That's why we keep doing this.
And if a dog pooping on you makes the people happy, I say, get on the floor and do some push-ups. Mm-hmm. All right. What else we got here? At Lousy Architect writes in, says, hey, Cheapy, since you asked for some questions and Taba, I've been playing through A Plague's Tale the past few days, and I discovered the photo mode in it. After that, I probably spent more time taking photos than actually playing the game. That's a good quarantine game because it's really depressing. So you'll forget about your current depressing situation. And I didn't realize it had a photo mode, or if it did, I forgot.
How many people do you think had roommates a month ago that are now their significant others?
No, I was going to say like how many, I thought you were going to say how many people had roommates that now they hate.
Oh, it's like one or the other, right?
Yeah.
They either hate their roommate and when this is over, they're moving out and we'll never speak to them again.
Right.
Or they're preparing their wedding vows that start like when this quarantine started.
Right. You better like your family. You're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You're finding out pretty much now. If you
My wife actually said it to me this morning. She said, it's amazing I don't hate you. So,
wait, that's how she worded it?
That's how she worded it.
What was
it's
the
amazing,
context?
Isn't it?
What was the context?
I just talking about the how long you've been stuck in the house. She goes, it's amazing that I don't hate you.
Right.
Like, yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, I forgot about the sports part to this guy's question. Yeah. He says, Cheapy, have you ever played regular tennis? I played a lot of table tennis as a kid, but started playing regular tennis as an adult and found it much more challenging and fun.
Adult tennis.
Adult. that is not what he's saying at all.
Yes, Wanda. He is.
You are reading between the lines, I believe. I would say that if you took table tennis seriously as an adult, you would find it just as challenging and fun. We were just talking about this at dinner, actually, with my family, that regular tennis is, like, if you're living in a city, it's, like, pretty inaccessible for a lot of people because it's just so expensive to get, you know,
don't they
get
have tennis
time.
At the Y? Isn't
they
it fairly?
Parks with tennis courts? Yeah.
But there's so many people. There's so many people. Like, trying to get, I mean, you can get.
And you don't live in the city, so what do you care?
I'm just, no, we were talking about it. We were talking about different situations. Don't worry about it, Wombat. Don't worry about why we were talking about
it. Oh,
yeah,
in the
relevant.
City, it would be so expensive to play regular tennis, says the man who lives in the woods.
I lived in the city for 10 years, motherfucker, and another city, different city for 10 years.
Yeah, so?
Two cities for 10 years each.
What does that have to do with right now?
Did you ever try
Nothing.
To play tennis?
Did you ever try
to play tennis during this?
I did.
Years?
I did.
Okay.
And
were
it was
successful?
I was, but it was hard because I wasn't going to pay, obviously, $130 an hour to play tennis anywhere. So I would go to a park, but I'd have to like get a bike to get to the park or so I was, you know, because guess what? There's a lot of people living in Manhattan and they also want to play tennis and there's so many tennis courts. So you have to know where to go. Anyway, that's not the point though.
That
the
was
point,
your point
is that you will sweat just as much playing table tennis and be challenged just as much playing table tennis as regular tennis if you're playing with people who are good, obviously. That's all I'm saying. That's all. You want to challenge that, anybody?
Tennis is more challenging.
Why? How?
There's like more it's bigger. Movement.
That's yeah, not yeah. true though. Do you think
it's
you burn more?
It absolutely is.
Do you
true.
Think you burn more calories playing table regular tennis than table tennis? If you played an hour at like if you know like a pro player or like you know not a beginner, let's say, and both of those sports, you think they burn vastly different amounts of calories? I'd say no way. I would say the table tennis player burns more calories.
That sounds like something you could Google.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more downtime in regular tennis than table tennis.
Not if you serve the ball quicker.
What? Okay. Well, I'm talking about at a professional level.
I feel like...
Professional or high... I'm talking about a high level.
Tennis players are just like constantly just like drinking water because they are...
Well, they're playing in the sun. They're playing outside.
Are you saying that professional tennis players are not the superior athlete to the professional? But I just want to get this on record. So
it's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the calories burned, okay? Tennis. Let's see.
It's probably like 8 billion.
Singles tennis. Okay. It's a basketball game or football. Singles tennis. 728 calories per hour for a 200-pound person.
Okay.
And I know when I do table tennis, I know what I burn, and it's more than that.
Is it more than that? How much more?
It is. I mean, it's. I don't know. I have to do the math, but it's at least that. Hey, I'm looking. I'm trying to look. Table tennis is so unpopular. Like I Google that, and I can't find it.
217 calories for 60 minutes of table tennis.
No, but I'm talking about professional. Trust me, dude. When I go to the clubs and play, there's guys there. They bring five shirts.
In the club.
I bring like three shirts when I go now because if I'm playing for 2 hours, I'm going to have to change my shirt after 1 hour.
Why don't you just not wear a shirt?
They'd make you wear a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I'm saying that it's comparable at least. That's all I'm saying.
It's not.
Of course it is. Well... You don't, but how many pro table tennis matches have you watched?
All of them.
No, yes. One. How many? How many have you watched?
I've watched all of them.
No. All of them.
Have you watched one?
There's no such thing.
So I think I would have this discussion with people who are a little more informed. I've watched tennis matches and table tennis matches.
In tennis, the actual tennis.
Yes.
People are running.
Yeah, of course.
It's just... exerts more energy.
You should watch a table tennis match sometime.
They don't run. They never get to full sprint. I'm pretty sure that you never reach full sprint when you play table tennis.
So if the table tennis guys were doing jumping jacks while they were playing, that's not as strenuous as running. Running like 10 feet and stopping.
Wait, they do jumping jacks as while they're...
I mean, basically, when you do a forehand loop, your butt is to the ground. It's not a jumping jack, obviously, but it's a big motion going down and up, and these guys are moving much faster. I mean, watch a table tennis match, and then we can have this discussion next week. That we can do it for Watch This Bitches.
I have no interest.
I'll send you the match. I can send you a match to watch.
Even an advanced player can burn up to 600 calories per hour.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, medium. That's a medium. I burn more than that.
Or even an advanced player can burn up to 600 calories per hour.
Which is still a good amount of calories. No one's saying that's bad. No one's saying you're not getting exercise or working hard. Yeah. Right.
Let's find like a real like table tennis article about that.
That's not what we're saying.
Clickbaity Google thing.
Yeah. Regular tennis is more strenuous on the body.
Oh, that might be maybe
tennis.
More strenuous like in other ways because you're how you move. I don't know, but I don't think you're getting a better workout doing that. Or burning more calories. I'll stick with that. Professional tennis players
should consume between 3,500 and 5,000 calories.
Can we, for lack of a better word, table this conversation to another time?
I like that.
Yeah.
Has anyone watched anything good recently like something I've lazy. I've
been watching so much table tennis, I can't have time to watch anything.
You're almost up to one. You're almost up to one. You're almost there.
No, we're going.
Just watch one more and you'll be there.
We're moving away from this topic. What else?
We'll do a whole show about table tennis.
So who watched Wrestling with My Family?
And why?
And why?
Because it's on Hulu and it's supposed to be good. And it was recommended by, it was written and directed by Stephen Merchant, who is a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. And?
And it was very entertaining. I would recommend it for a 12-year-old, except there are a few boner jokes in there. All in one section.
So what, your son doesn't know what a boner is? 12-year-olds
not like boner jokes?
Yeah, I think 12-year-olds like boner jokes, but they don't like them like next to their dad.
You know, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But other than that, it was pretty entertaining, and it's based on the true story of Paige, the wrestler. It was pretty cool. It was funny, too. And then they show, at the end of the movie, they show clips. I guess, so this is based on, they made a documentary, a real-life documentary about Paige and her family. It's a whole family of wrestlers, and it's about how, you know, Paige gets to the WWE. And they made this movie based off the documentary, and they show clips from the documentary at the end. And it's funny, like some of the more ridiculous things like the parents say are just in the movie are just word from the documentary. So it's pretty entertaining. I'd recommend it. And it's on Hulu. So you can watch it for free if you have that. We also watched the Tiger King, that wrap up episode.
Yep. I watched it. Yep.
It was all right.
It was fine. You know,
you didn't really learn too much, I guess.
No, it's not that exciting. We are still watching Community. We're in season 4.
Mm-hmm.
Community now. Speaking of the wrap-up show with Joel McHale.
Yeah, I was, you know what was interesting about, what I found most interesting about that was how, you know, clearly they made it during this pandemic.
Yes.
And it seems like the audio is off of iPhone AirPods.
Yeah.
Like, Joe McHale's wearing a second microphone, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, a lapel mic. But the all the
he probably owned it. I guarantee you it was his own.
It was, he brought his own mic?
Not does, brought does he do it. A he's podcast in his house. Or something? He's in his house. They were probably like, yeah, and he does host a podcast. So he was like, they were like, here, just use the AirBuds. And he was like, I'll use I have my a own mic. Mic.
But he has the AirBuds, too.
Yeah.
But so he can hear the
so he can
the
hear guests, people. Yeah.
Right. But I was surprised how good it sounded from the other side, people just using the AirBuds. I couldn't believe it. I was kept looking for, you know, for mics there, but I don't know. But content wise, there wasn't that much. There wasn't that much there. I am not a twit writes in, and he asks, which member of S.H.I.E.L.D. is Wombat excited for when the show comes back next month?
Oh, it's Fitz and Simmons. Everyone knows that. That's the only answer.
No.
Yeah. What? Coulson? Eh.
Right.
Daisy? No, she has weird teeth now.
I don't know who any of those characters are because I only watched one episode. And I was like, yeah. But that's fine.
You know what? It got really good. It got really good. Last season, not so good. And then they're doing the final season starting in May.
Right. All right. At T.S. Stevenson, what? Asks, what comfort movies or shows do you recommend that help you forget about the pandemic for a bit?
Community. That's what we've been watching. That's literally been our let's forget about what's going on in the world. Let's watch one of the best sitcoms probably ever made from the beginning.
Right.
And it's totally worth it. And you should both be doing it so we can be talking about it.
I was thinking Parks and Rec, which I never finished. And I started to watch one episode while I was rowing, but I couldn't really hear it. So then I stopped.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. I did that recently. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Now
I may go back to it once we finish Community.
Fantastic then. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on. Now's a great time for us to talk about feels. Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? You're not alone. Many people do. What is feels? Feels is a premium CBD company. Well, no. Feels is premium CBD delivered by a company directly to your doorstep. Feel says it naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Feels is easy to take. Just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue. It's so easy, I'm going to take it right now. And as I was telling Ship before the show, I only have enough left for like two more. So I'm going to run out.
Get some more.
During this ad run, I'm going to run out. Feels, cool. If you're listening. Wink, wink. New to CBD? Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience. Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high, hangover, or addiction. Wombat, now's the time to try some more Feels, I think. You know, it's a pretty stressful time now.
I still have some, and I like it.
I think now you should, yeah.
Yeah.
There's reasons. There's reasons now, Wombat.
There's definitely reasons now.
More reasons than ever. There's more reasons than ever to join the Feels community. To get Feels delivered to your door every month, you'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cadcast, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/cadcast to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Thank you, Feels. Let's move on to what? Let's do a quick read this, bitches, from Yellow Snow Pal. He asks, how does Wombat feel about the comic book industry dying? R.I.P. Diamond.
It's definitely...
You know what that means? What does that mean?
Oh, the diamond distributors. They ship, basically, is how comic book stores get their comic books.
So, like, trucks?
Yeah. All the actual warehouses.
They put the boxes. They put, yeah. They come in boxes, too.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, comic book stores are doing... I don't mean to... Yeah, it's a real thing now with comic book stores. They're doing really poorly. A lot of comic book creators today have started to do some really cool auctions. Al Ewing, who writes Immortal Hulk, which is, you know, one of my favorite comics, he auctioned up one of his script pages. He started the bidding at $10, so I started in there at when it was in the $10 range, and I went up to $50, and last I looked, it was like $300 or $400, and I'm like, oh, guess I can't do that, but I'm glad that, you know, all the money's going to comic books, to like small owned comic book stores. But there's a lot of people doing it. Gail Simone was auctioning off a Zoom call with her and the actress that played Black Canary in the Birds of Prey movie and Rosie Perez.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff if you check out whomever your favorite comic book creators are. I guarantee you they're auctioning off something right now for this charity auction that's going on right now. So it's kind of worth checking out. So, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad someone asked that question. Also, I'm still... One of the things I've been doing, it kind of goes with that last question that we were asked about, you know, stress relief during the quarantine, what my go-tos are, is right. I go to my Marvel Unlimited a lot now. And sometimes I just, like, browse through covers from, like, 60 years of something just to see how silly some of the old covers were and leaf, you know, digitally through some old comic books because it's kind of fun.
Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I highly recommend X-Men from the 60s because they are dumb.
So. Are you recommending dumb things? Well, I mean,
dumb things. Oh, I read an issue of, I think it's, is it Fantastic Four? Where the Human Torch meets Iceman for the first time.
Okay.
And Iceman goes into Manhattan to go on a singles cruise around the city because he wanted to ask out Jean Grey, but Beast asked her out first because the X-Men only has one woman that apparently they passed around like a beach ball. And he was like, I guess it's not my turn this week. So he goes on this boat and he tries to ask out the Human Torch's girl, and then pirates take over the boat. Again, it's pretty stupid.
What? That's such an Iceman thing to do, though.
I know.
Take a singles cruise.
Not really.
It's like, and that was Professor X's advice, too. He's like, I'll never get a girl like Jean because there's only one girl here. And Professor X is like, maybe you should leave here and try someplace else.
Right. That's so funny.
It is very funny. And it's, you know, that's the kind of thing, if you really want to, like, forget what's going on, you read that and you go, man, the 60s were stupid. So, right. There you go. 60s X-Men. I highly recommend it.
All right. How about some new releases?
Sure.
Wow.
I've been playing one of these new releases.
Wait, let's see.
Final Fantasy.
Yep.
Final Fantasy VII Remake? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, yeah. That's good Japanese pronunciation.
I'm really surprised they didn't name it Remako.
Why? Is that one of the characters?
No, Mako is like the Earth's energy in that game.
Right.
Like the first mission is you go and blow up a Mako reactor.
So how is it? Is Aeris dead yet?
I'm not that far into it yet, so she's still alive in my game. I have not met her in the game, but there's been a cutscene with her. So I'm enjoying it. Like, this game could have been really bad. Because
it's Final Fantasy?
Well, it's not that.
Wombat, what are you doing?
Specific.
Your house is going to get firebombed.
It's just they're updating, like, this classic turn-based RPG from, I don't know, what is it, 23 years ago? 20-something?
Something like that. It's
something
old.
Like that.
Yeah.
And now it's a action RPG. So it's still got quirkiness as far as like the dialogue and like just the nonsensical things that the characters say.
And the plot, I'm assuming, is nonsensical.
The plot is still the same nonsense.
Is it? How long are the cutscenes?
I would say they're shorter so far than what you would remember.
Okay.
So it's got a, like, the combat style. You guys didn't play Final Fantasy, what was it? What's the last one? 15?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, you didn't.
No.
That was the one where you drive around in the car with your pals.
That was one that looked like Zoolander.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That one had a very strange fighting style where it was a lot of holding down a button and kind of like warping around as you were fighting. This one is very much a strong attack, light attack type of combo, but it also has the like summons and abilities and everything that you can either bring up a map that, or you can bring up a menu that kind of like slows down time to select the stuff like you would in a turn-based game, or you can just map them to like L1 and then a button press, kind of like a Kingdom Hearts style game. I am just hitting all the references that you guys are just going to be eating right. up right now.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I'm doing? I'm looking at all the calories I burn playing table tennis to figure out how many calories per hour.
The game is good. Final Fantasy VII Remake, it's good.
It's not as good as table tennis. I know that.
You probably burn more calories playing Final Fantasy VII
Remake. No. Nice.
I'm hanging up on you right now.
I like it. I want to play some more of it. It's well done. Especially like if, did you guys even play Final Fantasy VII, the original one?
No. I played Final Fantasy X and that was it. And I was like, wow. I finished that and I was like, why did I do this? And then, no, it had its moments, but inevitably it was just too much. It was way too much. And I don't know. I regretted it, I think.
Okay. I'm not regretting this. It's nice to like... It's nice to remember like all the locations, like, oh, I remember what this scene used to be like. And I haven't played that game in 20 years or so.
I don't like that they call this a remake because it's, I feel like they should call it a reimagining or something. I don't know. I don't think it does itself a service.
I think remake works.
Yeah. I guess in like a movie sense of a remake it is. Yeah.
I think it's the first game that's had remake in the title, right? Like we've had a million of these remakes.
Remaster.
Right. But there's
I
been other
games.
I think
that's what I'm doing as I'm thinking of it as a remaster.
Well, it's not a remaster.
No, but it has re in it. So that's why I'm confused.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing doesn't even go the entire game of Final Fantasy VII either.
Right.
So there'll be a Final Fantasy VII remake or something. They'll do something stupid with the title to make the rest of the game, I'm sure.
All right.
Oh, just a little.
I like it. You guys would hate it.
Yeah, it makes sense. A quick update on that comic book thing. The hashtag is Creators4Comics, and it's the number 4. And there's like a ton of auctions going on right now. So, and that's on Twitter. Felt like that was important.
Good. Oh. I'm glad I gave you time to go look that up.
Yeah, basically, because I already forgot what you were talking about.
Right. Who's your favorite character in Final Fantasy VII?
I don't know. I was just thinking, do I want to bid on the crew jacket from Captain Marvel, the movie?
No.
How much do we think it's up to?
Doesn't matter. No. $0.
No, it's already over $500.
Oh, that's twice as much as you spent on groceries.
That is.
That's nowhere near minor league hockey jersey money.
I know.
No, it's not. It's not minor league hockey jersey. Those comic book stores are screwed. They should have had more hockey jerseys. Anyway,
that's right.
Is anyone
all currency is hockey jerseys now?
Exactly. That's just you wait. We're a couple of weeks away. So what else are people playing? I know that it's just DLC, but I did start playing Journey to the Savage Planet. Not the DLC, but the actual game itself.
Okay. How is that?
It's not bad. I feel like Ship would probably like it more.
I think you're probably right.
Than Cheapy will. There's a good amount of platforming, first person platforming involved.
Oh, a lot of tennis. There's a lot of tennis in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of tennis. Now it's got survive. It's like a combination of first person survival and first person platforming.
Okay. Now I think you burn more calories in first person platforming than in like 2D platforming. Is that true?
Yeah. I started to get a little annoyed at it after I played a good amount. I played like 6 hours of it. And then after a while, I'm like, it started to feel more like work than playing a game.
You've got really strange work.
I know. So I'm like, maybe I need to take a break from this one. But
is that
I feel like
you don't like it? It's because this game feels like work?
Yes. Yeah, because you like games like that. I don't.
I do.
It's okay. You're allowed. A lot of people like games like that. That's what I'm saying. It's not that the game's bad. It just may not be for me. It's okay. So you might. I think you should check it out because it's on Game Pass. So that's which is why I checked it out.
Now, Wombat, you've heard of basketball, right?
I am familiar with that sport. Yes.
There's a game for Switch called Desktop Basketball. Now, if you were to, like, say, I don't know, think about which would burn more calories.
Desktop basketball or table tennis?
Or basketball, yeah. Just as an analogy.
I think regular basketball would burn more calories than desktop basketball.
But desktop basketball is a video game. It's not a sport.
It's not?
I don't think they play that in the Olympics.
Are you sure?
I don't even know what desktop basketball is. Is that just like the little hoop thing when you flick the ball through it?
This is going to have a horrible SEO.
Is it on the Switch?
Absolutely terrible SEO.
Yes, it is on the Switch.
No, forget it. Oh, I found it. Desktop basketball. Look at that. Oh, it looks cute.
Yep.
Nintendo. Oh, it's all blocky basketball players. Looks like... I don't know. What do you call those guys? It's like they spent $2 making this. No, it looks kind of all right. I don't know. What the fuck? It's not table tennis. I'd be more interested in that. Tabletop table tennis. How's that? I heard you like table tennis, so we put your table tennis on a table.
Now you're on to something. Have they ever made a tennis game that's set on top of a table?
Oh, a tennis game? People? No, I was thinking a table tennis game. No, I don't think they have.
Like toy soldiers, but tennis?
Right.
All right, let's take investors. All right, what else we got?
There's not much else here, is there?
What?
Not a whole lot of new releases. Everybody got out of the way of the remake.
Right, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, there's not much to talk about, new releases.
AFL Evolution 2? Is that a football thing?
I have no idea. I know XFL has already declared bankruptcy and isn't coming back.
They must have lost a lot of money when people couldn't go to the games anymore. I'm thinking.
Yep, they were like, oh,
and
there goes that.
The games anymore, and they couldn't have the games anymore.
Yep, there goes
I'm
that.
I'm thinking that might have hurt their business model.
With a little hint.
AFL is Australian rules football.
So they're fine. They don't care down there. They just scrum up or whatever, rip each other's ears off. I don't know. Right? What do they call that? A scrum?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's another thing, too, that I can't remember. The wobbly? No, that's cricket. I don't remember. All right. What else we got?
I think it's called a wang dangler.
What else we got?
That's all I got.
We've got a bunch of word nonsense in the Switch section.
All right. Let's move on to news, yeah. Multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Has anyone tried Fallout 76 Wastelanders yet? Anyone?
What's that? What is it?
Oh, well, that's the new, I would say expansion, but it's really like the reimagining of Fallout 76.
Okay.
They added NPCs.
They added NPCs in there and like a story. So I started the game again from scratch to see what it was like.
Okay.
And it's very different now, and yet in some ways still the same. So,
but is it Fallout now?
It's kind of hard to say. So at one point, you leave the vault. It's just like Fallout. There's these two women standing outside right when you leave, and they tell you their sob story, and they give you advice and tell you to go to the inn, and you go to the inn, and there's someone in there, and she tells you where to go, and again, just like Fallout. And I'm playing, I'm like, yeah, this does feel like Fallout. This is much better. And then my character started to get hungry, so I had to find food to eat. Then I started to get thirsty, so I had to find water to drink. And then my gun started to break, so I had to go and fix my gun, because you can't just loot off of things like you could in the previous games, because not everybody has stuff. And then when I was at a campsite, like there's like a public campsite that I was at fixing my weapons, some guy saw my screen name. He's like, Wombat, you got bats? You eating bats? You eating bats? You got the coronavirus? Screaming at me while I'm trying to.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Fuck this game. And that's when I turned it off.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. So
that guy wasn't, I feel like he wasn't really role-playing properly.
I don't believe so. You got coronavirus? You got it? You got it? Look at this guy. This guy's got coronavirus.
Right. He's breaking all this great world building that Bethesda's doing.
And what's worse is if you can play alone in a private world if you give them a monthly fee.
Oh, right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're not going to do
pretty,
that.
Seems pretty smart on their part.
I feel like that guy probably works for Bethesda.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They just have that guy. It's his job.
He just goes to every game. You got Corona? You got the Corona? Look at this guy. This guy's got Corona. So that's what I had to deal with.
Heckler.
And yeah. Indeed, and again, it's like the game is it's like almost Fallout. It's so close now, too. It's a lot closer than it was. But still, there's just something about it. Like, again, like when you're heading to a mission and it's like you're really hungry, you're not going to be able to shoot anybody until you find some more food. I'm like, really? Is that what I have to do? I have to find more food? It's not fun.
Oh, all right, then. Sounds like you're not going to go back to it, I'm thinking.
I doubt it.
Okay. At Brock Arnett writes it and says, with Resident Evil and Final Fantasy VII remakes doing so well critically, do you think we'll see a surge of remakes at the start of the next console generation?
I'm surprised we're not seeing more now.
I think that's the way it usually works, right?
Yeah. Knights of the Old Republic remake?
That's what we get when the new consoles come out. That's what comes first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first wave of games, usually.
There hasn't been a ton of this type of thing, though.
No,
because it's expensive.
It's expensive, right. It requires work. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think a lot of games that we look back on fondly when we go back to them, we're like, oh, this is not as good as I remember it being, and there's nothing wrong with polishing it up.
I agree. If somebody wanted to make...
You don't have to come up with a new concept or a story. You just need to like modernize it.
Yeah.
Put a new spin on it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. As long as it's not
the only
thing.
Make a new RoboCop movie.
No, that didn't work out.
Not work. I'm not saying it's going to work every time. I'm just saying it's not the worst thing.
Right. Sometimes it works, like, you know, Christopher Nolan's Batman. Sometimes it's RoboCop remake.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty forgettable.
I forgot about it.
I forgot it as I was watching it. I think I was like trying to get it out of my mind.
Sometimes it's A Star Is Born.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's been remade 5 times.
Yeah, and people still seem to like it.
Exactly.
No one's complaining.
Nope.
Let's move on to, was there any Sony news? I couldn't really think of any, but I did find a few Microsoft questions in for us. One from @GamingDad asks if we have used the Microsoft rewards. He says it's tied to Game Pass and works like achievements. I checked mine out and I had enough points for a $60 Microsoft credit. Never hear any site mention it.
You have to do a lot to get a $60 credit.
Yeah, that's you've been doing a lot.
Because like I was really excited last week when I cashed in enough points to get $1.25.
Oh, what types of stuff do you have to do to get credit?
It's I think you have to tie your account to Bing. And if you use Bing, you get some points that way. Also, if you go to the rewards site, there's usually different quest lines. You could do that either through your computer or I think also your phone. And there's also separate quests that are on the Xbox, and those are the ones that are tied to Game Pass. So if you like play 3 Game Pass games in a month, you'll get like, I don't know, 60 points or something like that. So
yeah, you can go in there every day and like
do
watch.
Something. If you open up like, the Game Pass app every day, yep. You can get points for that just by opening up the app.
Watch
on your phone.
Like a movie trailer or whatever they have. Ads for
take a quiz.
Yep,
lots of little things. There's a lot.
I like the little quest things that they have. Those are fun.
Yeah, they're not bad. I like it. I like it when I stumble upon them, and then it says you unlocked rewards, and I'm like, yeah, I did. I meant to do that. So
$60 is you did a lot to get.
You had to do a lot to get 60 because yeah, like yeah. I said, I had it was a struggle for me to get $1.25. So
right. You got to switch all your porn searching to over to Bing in order to get that type
of Who searches
rewards.
Porn in a browser?
What do you mean?
No one does that.
Well, what do you mean?
You go to the specific site you're looking. You search on the site.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, but isn't there a certain situation maybe where you forget what site you saw something and you may need to Google it?
I don't think so.
No, you have a good memory.
I've never said to myself, ooh, I really want to watch that thing, but I don't remember what site it was on.
I probably have. Now, you got to use the private browser when you're doing that, but you can still use Google.
Yeah.
Google's there for you and your needs. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. All right, here's another question about Microsoft from @Toxtra. He asks, what game genres would you like to see Xbox make with their new studios? Gears, Halo, and Forza just don't seem to command a lot of excitement anymore.
I don't know about that. I think people are very excited for Halo, but yeah.
Sure, but the other ones I think I agree with.
Sure.
It's, when you put out a new Forza game all the time.
People are like, sure. That's what they think. Yeah, look at that.
Right, they expect it.
That's a game you put out. I don't know. Game genres? Fable. Bring back Fable.
Is that a genre?
Yes. Or action RPG? Is that?
Yeah, action RPG is a good genre.
Open world action RPG?
Everybody likes those.
Yeah, it's called Fable.
They're just maybe hard to monetize?
Not like if it's...
Beyond the $60?
But expansions on that.
Right. Yeah. How about like some science fiction action RPGs? Mass Effect has left a kind of a big hole. I mean, Bethesda's got their shit coming out at some point. What's that called?
The first Mass Effect was a Microsoft exclusive. Remember that? Remember that year?
Yep. It was a good year. Good game.
Yep.
Let's move on to Nintendo.
Yes. So we got Emmeline her own Switch.
How's that going?
Good. She's enjoying it. Obviously, she's been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Did you have to buy a second copy?
I did.
Nice.
I wasn't sure. I was pretty sure Nintendo was going to make me buy a second copy.
Yeah, uh-huh. You were right.
I already had one physical copy, so it was like, well, I'm buying another physical copy. Getting the accounts set up is very confusing on the Nintendo platform. If you could believe that.
No,
I can't.
No,
you can't.
I don't believe you. I think it's gotta be easy. You just boot it up. You enter your username and password and you're all set to go.
Right. I could not figure out, and I'm pretty sure that there's not a way to do it without going to like a PC during the process.
That sounds right.
Okay.
I feel like that's something they would make.
Now, did she have to start her whole town over again, or was it your island on her thing?
No, each game has a different island. So yes, she's got her own island going on now.
So she started over from scratch.
She started over from scratch. At some point, they're supposed to be doing a patch to where you can transfer over your character or something with your save. I don't know how that would possibly work with Animal Crossing, but I'm interested in seeing how that will work.
Did you give her the Nintendo Online so she can come and back and she can visit your island?
So that I have the Family Pass.
Okay.
So the way that works is it's kind of like the Xbox 360 kind of thing where you have your primary console, mm-hmm. and then like if you buy stuff on that, then anybody can use it. But if you are logged into the other one, only the person, or you have to be online to be able to use the stuff. I'm not entirely sure. We have not tried to visit each other's islands yet. I'm hesitant to think that it's going to work. There's crazy things like, I think, I don't remember how many people you can have on a family account. It's enough. It's, I don't know. It's more than four. I want to say it's eight maybe, but like, so I signed up for the family account cause I only had the one person account before. And they're like, oh, well, signing up, you get this free DLC for Splatoon or ARMS or some game we don't have. I'm like, oh, okay. I read the email. They sent me eight DLC codes or whatever the number of people that you can have on this. Every person has to enter their own DLC code for this thing.
It seems like a pretty good, they have this pretty well thought out.
Right.
Yeah, so we have it up and running. It's just like, it was so, like, I couldn't believe that I had to go from their device to a PC to set this up and then
sure
back.
You could.
Yeah,
sure
I believe could. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. there was a point, it was like, I'm setting it, like, I turn on her Switch to begin with, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'll figure this out as I go along. I, knowing that there was no way I was going to, like, be able to do this without like researching what I was doing.
Right.
And it gets to the point, it's like, hey, do you want to like import an account from, if you have another Switch, you can import the account. I'm like, sure, let's try that. And then it's like, oh, you can't do that until you update the system. I'm like, okay, well, update the system. That's fine. It's like, oh, you can't do that until you set up an account. It's like, what?
Right.
Who wrote this? Like, why did you ask me before if I wanted to link my account if that wasn't even an option?
So what do you have to do? Like, create an account, update it?
I had to like create like a player one account, like just like a dummy account so that it would update the system, which is fine. Like, if it told me like if that was the logical step of things. Whatever.
And then you update it, and then you can add the new account, and you, what, remove the old other account?
Yeah, then I remove the other account. It's all functional. Like, it all functions. It's just like...
Right. It's made by somebody who's never done this before or really thought about it much.
Right. They're like, oh, well, this will work. It's made by a technical person that has not... They don't haven't thought through, like, the general use
right.
case.
Of real-world usage.
Yeah, lame. So I don't know.
Nintendo's like, gonna Nintendo.
When you look at like the other things, like sharing stuff on Apple, it's just like so easy.
Right, because they see the value in making it easy to get you to buy more devices. Nintendo, I don't know. They feel like they're doing you a favor in a way, I think.
They're trying. It's just like, it's everything that I read online is like, I should make her Switch the primary one and make my Switch the secondary one, but I'm not ready to do that yet. I might buy another Switch.
Perfect. That'll make it easier. That'll solve
it. Yeah, it'll solve it.
Just keep buying Switches.
They have the Animal Crossing on them though. I don't know if you know about this.
I heard about it. It looks
pretty good.
is it?
If you have a kid that you're playing with, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I don't think I would be into it if at this point, like, cause I've like, if this was my first Animal Crossing, I'd still be into it. But now that I've played enough Animal Crossings, right, I wouldn't be as into it if I wasn't like sending her presents or like helping her play.
Right. Yeah. Like, I hear that. I'm not interested in getting Ty to play that. And I don't think he's not interested in the game either. So he said he thought it was for little kids.
My wife started playing Animal Crossing. So
little kids.
Yep. That's her, the littlest kid.
She liking it?
I think so. She started playing it like, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday where she did the whole thing where we had to make a new account on the, you know, on our one Switch. It didn't take very long. And just, you know, go to our island. I think she was just happy to be there, to be part of it.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Simple pleasures.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, let's move on to the Apple Orchard. Anybody interested in the new iPhone that was just announced today?
I'm good.
Besides Mrs. Chibi, it's their bargain priced iPhone.
Yeah, I know. How much does it cost?
$400.
Okay.
What do you have now?
I have the XR. XR?
Oh, yeah. That's already high end.
Yeah, it's yellow. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah. You don't even, like, they have a comparison, but like what do you have now compared to this new SE?
Yeah, SE second generation is what it's called.
Yeah, yours isn't on this list. But for Mrs. Chibi,
I'm on a different page where it tells you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like my page.
I know.
Anyway, so Mrs. Chibi's excited. I think she's going to get a red one. If you buy the red one, some money goes to charity.
Mm-hmm. It's product red. And that is, it has a button on the bottom. It's not a swipe or touch to open the screen.
No, it's the fake button.
Oh.
It's a button. It's a button, but it's like the haptic feedback button,
oh, I think. It's not like the old home button?
Correct.
Oh.
It looks like it, but it's not an actual button. It just vibrates, like it simulates the pressing of a button. But it's the same form factor as the iPhone 7 and 8.
It's the same size as an iPhone 6.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. They both have 4.7-inch Retina HD displays.
Right. Yeah, they all do. The 6, the 7, and the 8.
Yeah. My phone has a 6.1-inch, according to...
Don't brag.
According to this. I'm not.
It's big. It's big. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. Here's a pair of questions that are related. One's from Adkane Marston. He asks, are the consoles coming out this year? And at SlickRaid asks, at this point with the information that we have now, which future console would you rather own when they are both released?
Some consoles are coming out this year, but not enough.
Shipwreck says that he guarantees the Xboxes are coming out this year.
Yeah, they're going to release like 5 of them. So they could say they did it this year.
5? No.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be shortages?
Yeah, of course.
For customers?
Yeah. Yes, but it won't be.
There's always shortage.
I don't think it'll be intentional, but I don't think they're going to be able to make as many as they would like to. I think they're going to release as many as they can, and it's not going to be enough because of the current situation. But
there weren't shortages last time, you know, with the PS4 and Xbox One.
The Xbox One, there were no shortages, but that's only because they sold 5.
No.
Wah wah.
So are they coming out? Are both consoles coming out this year? Ship? Or just Microsoft?
I think they're both coming still. I definitely think the Xbox is coming. So Sony, I don't know. I think they may factor in some other things and see where their game development is at and see if it just makes sense to push it. They've got to hit a lot more regions at once, right?
Right.
So I think they can do it, but I just don't know. It may make more sense for them to just to push out a little bit.
All right. Obi Ben writes in and asks, Chibi, what do you think about rumors of RoboCop being in the next combat pack for MK11? They're still putting out combat packs?
I think so.
I just saw they have Spawn, and I tried that out. And, you know, they sent me the code for the Ultimate Edition Wombat.
I know about that. I do. I actually was the one who sent it to you.
Oh, Wombat, did you know that you sent me the code for the Ultimate Edition?
Yes, I did.
So the Spawn character is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They did a very good job making Spawn.
He looks nice and slimy, very shiny.
Very good. Very good Spawn. Mm-hmm. And RoboCop, I'm definitely on board for RoboCop. I'll be playing a lot of that if they put
RoboCop. Now, do they get Peter Weller? Do you think he comes back and voices RoboCop for...
He would do it, I think. Because
I think he would do it too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He didn't want to be in the outfit, so he didn't want to be in RoboCop 3. But I think he would just do the voice.
Yeah, right?
Hopefully. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Mr. Weller. I know you're a professor now of history at Syracuse University.
Johnny Cage, you're coming with me.
Maybe you're retired. I mean, that would be fucking great. Please, Mr. Weller.
What else does he have to do?
I don't know. Maybe he's sick of that RoboCop shit. I don't know. Mm. Does he go to those conventions and things?
I'm surprised he's not on Cameo, to be honest. GBD, I heard it's your birthday.
That'd be great. Oh, that'd be good. I want that for my birthday, by the way, if that's available.
Okay. I'll look to see if he's on there.
I tried to get Shipwreck a cameo for his birthday, and the guy like never wrote me back. It was some football player.
Really?
For the
that's lame.
Bengals, yeah.
Oh, just a reminder, it's my birthday in 15 days.
Oh. Huh. Oh.
Look at that.
Reminder.
Look at that.
Any cameos that you want?
I don't know.
high pitch Eric?
No, I'm not a Stern, Howard Stern I'm not show? A Stern fan like you.
Oh.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, Wombat.
Peter Weller is there.
He is?
Yeah, he's on.
How much?
Typically responds in 4 hours.
Oh, he's on it. He's on it.
$200.
$200?
He's expensive.
How's his voice sound these days? Like, does he still have his timbre? Let's see. Peter Weller.
He actually refers to himself as Dr. Peter Weller.
Yeah, yeah. He's a history professor.
I understand that. I'm just saying. I just pasted the link.
What did you think? He was going to call himself RoboCop?
I pasted the link under Obi-Men's question so you could peruse
look at his
it in your
face. Oh, he's...
He's old.
He's... Oof.
But I'll tell you what. All they had to do at Mortal Kombat is to email him on via Cameo and say, we really... Our co-worker... Johnny Cage really loves you. Can you wish him come with us dead or alive? And then he would go, Johnny Cage, you're coming with me. And then they have what they need. They just need to lift it that, right for the thing.
I think it would be cheaper just to go direct, though.
Because
he's got to split that Cameo money with Cameo, and you know, $200 a shot, that's going to add up. I think they could, for like $1,000, they could probably.
I don't know. You'd have to ask.
Wait, how old is Peter Weller?
He's probably
he's only 72.
He's in his 70s.
I love Peter Weller. I can't say anything bad about him, but his voice sounds great though.
Yeah. Wow, Chef Michael Simon, who was on there this morning for $40, is now up to $80. Wow.
By the way, no joke, when Peter Weller talks, you know how in the movie they add like some metallic effect to his voice?
Nah, it's just his voice.
I think that's just his voice.
It is. It's just
because I'm watching these videos. He's like, "This is Dr. Peter Weller. Prepare for her." Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh my God. Okay, I can't look at him anymore.
I'm looking at the people who are doing it for charity. A lot of people doing it for charity.
Right. All right. Let's move on. At Five Horizons says, "Ask Shipwreck about Polymega all-in-one retro console."
I feel like we've talked about Polymega a lot.
Right. You didn't. Is that thing actually come out, or is that one of those?
It's out in, I think, some in limited fashion, and then it's coming out officially launching later this summer.
Right.
It's an interesting device. I know we played it at E3, and I was not, particularly interested in it.
Right.
This is the one that plays a bunch of disc based games just out of the box, and then it has like add ons.
I remember you're upgrading it basically to play different consoles.
Yeah, to play different consoles.
Meanwhile, Wombat's still looking through the cameos.
Oh, sure. 100%.
It's interesting if you're just looking for I mean, the market for this is really weird, actually. Like, this is for people who want to be able to play their old games, but they don't want to do it on original hardware and just have one device.
Okay, right. That doesn't seem so weird.
It's an artisanal console.
But I don't... When I played it, I was not overly impressed by the emulation on it.
Well, that's different.
Right? So when you have a console that's trying to emulate 15, I think it gets up to 30 different consoles, I think, on this thing. I mean, at some point, it's just like, I don't know, you're not going to have the best experience.
Right. Right.
But I don't know. Maybe reviews will be great and I'm wrong. I know the price just went up on the base unit from $299 to $399. So.
Right.
$400.
Yeah, that sounds a lot. I mean, I could get two Peter Weller cameos for that. We should play the cameo game where you list a celebrity and then we have to guess how much they charge.
Ooh, that's a good game. Tony Katane.
From the Whitesnake video?
Yes, from the hood of the car in the Whitesnake video and Bachelor Party.
$50.
Wow, 55. Very impressed. Yeah. Very impressed. Thank you. David Faustino.
David Faustino, he's probably like 200.
He is $50.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Robert Hayes?
I don't know who that... Oh, from Airplane?
From Airplane.
He's $50.
$75.
Okay, yeah, it's, I'm right there. All right.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's, you know.
Beverly D'Angelo.
$250.
$150.
Oh. It's a fun game.
Another way to play, and you know what another way to play this game is you list two celebrities and you have to guess which one is high, more expensive.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
So like Cedric the Entertainer,
mm-hmm.
or Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Okay, you're right. Woo-hoo. But how about Cedric the Entertainer or Mark McGrath?
Cedric the Entertainer.
Yes, you could.
Okay.
But it's close.
How much is Cedric the Entertainer?
$125 and Mark McGrath is $99.
Okay, who's more expensive, Cedric the Entertainer or Bob Saget?
Oh, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, $249.
Oh, yeah. Bob Saget, I don't think, needs the money. He's just doing it because
why not?
He's a little bored. Yeah. Might as well just take more money.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Cedric the Entertainer needs the money, though.
Right. Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. who gets more? Dog the Bounty Hunter or High Pitch Eric?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Right.
Yeah.
But High Pitch Eric is close.
Really?
At 75. High Pitch Eric, I know you don't listen to Howard Stern,
mm-hmm.
but High Pitch Eric has made so much money from Cameo that he's been able to buy multiple cars in cash because he just crashes them like right after he buys them because he's High Pitch Eric.
Sure.
Yeah. He's the only one in the Stern show that seems to, like, of those people who seem to be able to make money off of Cameo, like big money.
Hmm.
For whatever reason, because he has a funny voice.
Okay, who's more, Louise Guzman or Ruth Buzzy?
Who's Ruth Buzzy?
She was on Laughing in the 60s.
Oh, who's the first one?
Louise Guzman.
Yeah, I choose him.
Ruth Buzzy at $225.
Wow. All right. This is a fun game.
It is a fun game.
Oh, I like it.
Uh-huh.
Who, Oh, let's see.
Oh, here's a good.
You know what? You could also.
How much is Jeremy Piven?
Jeremy Piven is $125.
$400.
Oh, wow.
To get because a happy birthday from Jeremy Piven.
Because he's like a right wing guy, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I just know that he probably doesn't care. Like, it's probably going to be very, very disinterested happy birthday.
Right. Who's more? Who gets more? Larry Holmes or Butterbean?
Larry Holmes.
Shipwreck?
Oh, I don't know. Butterbean.
It's a trick question. They both get 75. I ruined the game. Yay.
Oh, it's broken now.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. But Dolph Lundgren gets 200, so
Well, you know what? He's worth it. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like when he was on the Eric Andre show.
He's not a nobody.
Any more questions here? Probably not. Oh, wait. Here's a Borderlands question, Shipwreck.
Okay.
At Carl Kramer asks, have any of you guys played Borderlands Science? And if so,
We haven't yet, but I want
to. What is it?
It is the new event, I guess. I think you go around and you're doing experiments or something.
Am I really helping by playing Borderlands Science? You're aligning DNA sequences of gut bacteria.
Yeah.
What? But I don't know. That sounds dumb. I didn't even know what it was.
I
heard of it.
One last one, by the way, but it's worth it. Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn. I love that you're still looking at, you've been looking at the cameo page for the last half hour.
It's fun.
Craig Kilborn. I don't know. Shipwreck, you should guess. You haven't guessed.
I don't know. 175.
I say 100.
$900 for a Craig Kilborn. Oh, wow.
So he doesn't really, like, when you do it like that, like, you don't really want to make cameos for people.
Well, they show them, and yeah, it doesn't look like anyone.
No, I know, but you know what I mean.
It doesn't look like anyone's bought one from him.
Yeah, he's, like, daring you to give him $900.
Yes, it's exactly what he's doing.
He doesn't really want to, like, do this, but, like, if you're willing to.
I don't know. I bet Sean Astin gets bites at $295.
Right. Well,
but all of his goes to charity also. So that's also a different thing.
Right.
Yeah.
All of it going to charity?
I think so.
Portion. Oh, Sean Astin's portion of the fee. Cameo is.
Yeah. Cameo's keeping theirs, but.
Oh, wait. Excuse me. It says only Sean Astin's portion of the fee paid to Cameo will be donated to No Kid Hungry. Oh, so he's not donating it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like Cameo is donating it.
Whatever. I'm trying to think the best of people.
Sure. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other questions here? No, probably. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And great, in fact. Let's remind everybody to become a member today and get 50% off their first order with free shipping by going to feels.com/cadcast. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Actually, I don't really care if you follow us on Twitter or not. I mean, really, you're not really missing anything. But you should follow at Video Game Deals. That you'll miss stuff. That's it, I think. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Hey, y'all. This is Dr. Peter Weller, a.k.a. RoboCop, a.k.a. Buckaroo Banzai, and a host of others. This is a shout-out for
GPD
and his
CADcast crew.
That's in
Ohio
and
Long Island.
I'm giving you a word of inspiration. I'm sequestered here in Los Angeles. I got a lot of nice art to look at. And that's my usual other gig as an academic, a PhD in Italian Renaissance art and intellectual history. While I'm here, I'm thinking, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to hang with my family. I'm supposed to get on the computer and turn my dissertation into a book. I'm supposed to prepare stuff that I got to pitch to studios and networks whenever this coronavirus lifts. But in the meantime, the inspiration, and thank goodness and God, or whatever you want to call it, the future, infinity, the cosmos, for the day that you are sequestered safe,
CADcast fans,
you can do this. RoboCop would have said thank you for your cooperation, and he would have also said
long live the CADcast,
which means staying indoors, staying safe, wearing a mask, making sure you don't impart this to anybody, and make sure you stay well and good. Peter Weller, Dr. Peter Weller, and by the way, it's not honorary, it's a real deal, aka your pal Robo. Stay out of trouble. Thank you for your cooperation. Sorry for that blip. I'm going to say it again. Stay out of trouble. Thank you for your cooperation.
Long live the CADcast.